turtlenecks? I used to wear them. Wearing a turtleneck is kind of like being strangled by a really weak man all day.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I'm not a fashion expert. In my defense, the clothing of my childhood was passed down by four older siblings, and I think our dog Inky wore the shirts because some of the sleeves were missing. That all changed when I got married. My wife took pity on me and began buying me clothes that fit and matched. She's the reason I don't show up in public in a turtleneck and a kilt. The only establishment that won't expel you for wearing a turtleneck and kilt is a golf course. Dave Barry said, although golf was originally restricted to wealthy, overweight Protestants, today it's open to anyone who owns hideous clothing. Well, part of the joy of watching golf is seeing the costumes. Most pros dress like gentlemen, but some stand out like a canary at a penguin festival. Ricky Fowler and John Daly like fluorescent costumes. Even the great Jack Nicklaus donned a bright yellow shirt or sweater for the final round each weekend. I always wondered why. Was there a story behind it? Jack Nicklaus is widely considered to be the greatest golfer of all time, but at the age of 46, his career was in decline. When the prestigious Masters rolled around, no one expected Jack to survive the cut. But on the final day, there he was, just four strokes behind the leader. And Jack was wearing his yellow shirt, not for fashion or luck, but for friendship and honor. 18 years earlier, William Smith, the minister at the Methodist church the Nicklauses attended, told Jack the news. The minister's 11-year-old son, Craig, was battling bone cancer. The Nicklauses would stop by our house and sit and drink a Coke and visit, Craig's mother recalls. That's how Jack and Craig struck up a friendship. When we knew Craig would not live, Jack came to the house and said to Craig, "What's your favorite color golf shirt?" Craig said, "Yellow." And Jack told him, "Every Sunday, when I'm playing and you can watch it on television, I will wear a yellow shirt, and that's my Hello Craig." Jack took the golf world by storm in that yellow shirt while a dying boy smiled and cheered. Craig passed away at the age of 13. In time, Jack began wearing other colors. But just before the 1986 Masters, his wife Barbara suggested he wear a yellow shirt again in memory of Craig. Jack hadn't won a tournament in 2 years, a major in 6, a Masters in 11. That was about to change. With 4 holes to play, Jack was an insurmountable 4 strokes back. Then he made 2 spectacular shots and sunk a long putt for an eagle. The leader dropped a stroke, and suddenly Jack was 1 shot behind. Over the next 2 holes, Jack hit 2 birdies, and as he approached the 18th green, his name sat atop the leaderboard. Jack's final putt sunk. The unthinkable had happened. In just 4 holes, Jack Nicklaus gained 5 strokes. The man in the yellow shirt had won. Later, a tearful Jack told interviewers about the shirt and why the victory meant so much to him. The greatest golfer in the world had worn yellow to honor a young cancer victim. You know, opportunities abound today for us to show compassion, to love and honor the broken, the sick, the hurting. We won't hear applause for it. Not down here. But when we see Jesus face to face, we will hear the words he told his disciples in Matthew 25, "As you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." I have very few souvenirs. My favorite comes from an organizer of the Masters who read a little golf book I wrote with God on the golf course and sent me a yellow Masters flag signed by guess who? Jack Nicklaus. I showed it to a friend. He loves it. We're going golfing later today. I can't wait to see what he thinks of my yellow shirt.
The sights, sounds, history, culture, and people of Israel will all make the Bible come alive. Join us for the Israel Experience, May 27th to June 4th, 2018, with Laugh Again's Phil Calloway and worship leader Andrew Marcus. To book your spot today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.